calle, Tony avanza con 7, no con 9. Tira, tira, que Capicú es lo que viene.
Oye, mi gente, this is the Urban Jíbaro, and you're tuned in to Radio Capicú, the first Latino talk show on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio.
Bueno, mi gente, llegamos aquí. You're here on the Capicú show with your host, George Torres, the Urban Jíbaro, and this is a very, very special episode of Radio Capicú. This is called the Casa Latina Home Expo Preview. And tonight I have two very, very special guests. From what I understand, they're the two of the women behind the Casa Latina Expo that's going to take this Saturday at the Altman Building on 135 West 18th Street in New York. And that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's until 5 p.m. And it is free, mi gente. So we're going to find out all about that. I want to first welcome my two lovely guests. The first guest I'm going to welcome is my friend from Casa Latina Expo. It's Nora Maria Diaz Brotherton. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. And then I also have Marlene Pratt, correct?
Yes, sir. Right here.
Bueno, mi gente, so we're here at the Casa Latina Expo Preview. And we wanted to put together this show because, you know, I've been talking to Nora for quite some time, and she was telling me about this beautiful idea she had. And little by little, I've seen the idea come to fruition, and you're a couple of days away from this beautiful event coming to full visualization of your dream, and you have so many wonderful people involved in this project. So I just kind of wanted to invite you on the show so we could talk a little bit about the idea, how it came about, and maybe preview some of the topics that you're going to be talking about that day. So I will start with you, Nora. Tell me a little bit about how Casa Latina came to be.
Well, Casa Latina itself is Marlene and my idea. I used to work in television sales, and Marlene was an interior designer, and she was doing television for Home Depot, doing how-to DIY clinics on the NBC Weekend Today Show and on Telemundo. And we saw that there was a lack of culturally relevant home-related content in, like, the world of renovation, DIY, how-to, design, functional living, everything that deals with the home. So we decided to start one, to start something to offer the community that sort of information in a way that speaks to us, to our experiences. And we started doing some Telemundo segments, and from there we've worked at it for about almost 5 years now, and it's grown, and we're doing the Home Expo this weekend.
How excited are you?
Very excited. I'm nervous, but I'm a nervous person. Marlene's the easier going one, so she's very excited. I'm excited with a little nervousness in, because there's so much to us. It's very important, and we know that there's a need in the community for culturally relevant home related information, how to buy your first home, how to fix that home up, how to, you know, maybe repair your credit if something happened when the economy was bad. Real estate, what's the right home for you? And then, you know, just making a house that you buy a home. There's so much to it. And, you know, Latinos, we do like to do things in our way, in a way that celebrates our family. So, and we want the Casa Latina Home Expo to be a success, so we can prove that there is a need for that, and that people will come and you know, avail themselves of the resources and have a good time, because it's going to be very entertainment-oriented as well. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff. It's a mixture of both. And Marlene, you want to add to that?
Hello?
Okay, so
okay, now we hear you.
Okay. I lost you there for a while. I'm sorry.
I wanted to say that one of the things that really attracted me to this is that, you know, obviously it's the first expo like this I've ever seen. And one of the things that I saw in the description of the event was that you're taking it from a holistic home perspective. So I want, Marlene, can you elaborate a little bit on what a holistic home perspective is in terms of the expo and what you guys are trying to convey to the people?
Well, What we're trying to convey is that, you know, we need to take care of our homes. And most people think, yes, that's exactly what we're all doing, but we're not all doing it properly. We need to look at our home as a full package. We're not only taking care of the inside, we're taking care of the outside. We're taking care of ourselves. In order to maintain a beautiful home, we have to maintain ourselves properly also. So what we want to do and what we want to convey is that we want people to know that, yes, everyone who comes to this country, whether they're Latino or not, their dream is to have that home. So we're not really telling people to go after the American dream. We're telling them to go after the Latino American dream. We want them to keep the richness of who they are and bring in the American portion of it into it also. We want them to know that, you know, they are able to dream. Everyone should have the right to dream of a home. Everyone should have the right to pursue that home. But the thing is, we need to hold their hand and show them how to actually go about it. The house that you're dreaming about may not be the house that you're able to afford. So you need to go to the bank and talk to them and not be afraid. Ask them all the questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Ask them all the questions that you need to ask them. Don't be afraid, because you are making a big investment. After you've approached the bank, then you need to go to the real estate person. And you may not agree, or the first person you encounter may not be the right one for you. Don't be afraid of saying, you know, can you refer someone else to me? I feel that I may feel more comfortable working with someone, you know, who understands my needs and my wants a little bit more. Then after that, you know, once you get the home, what do you do within the home, you know? How do you bring down some walls? How do you open it and turn it into an open concept? How do you, you know, change the traffic flow so not only is it a home for you, but it's a home for everyone else in that house? So it's something that will work itself to complement you, your habits, your ideas in the future. And the future is your children and your grandchildren. And then after all of that, it's about also health. Because what's the use of, you know, getting that wonderful education that your parents are working so hard to give you and buying that beautiful home if you're not healthy to enjoy it? So it's about eating correctly. Us Latinos, we don't always eat correctly. So it's about eating correctly and exercising, taking care of our bodies, our temple, so that way we're around to enjoy more. It's about, you know, learning that we need to have insurance, not only for the house, but for us. A lot of Latinos are still a little afraid to ask about insurance. You know, insure your home. If you're renting, insure your rental apartment. Take care of yourself. Take care of your children, because you're here today. You may not be here tomorrow. Someone has to be there, and there has to be some financial stability left for your children to be taken care of once you're not here. Many people don't like to think about that, but we are trying to teach them that they need to open their minds to all of this, because all of this is going to enrich them and make them a happier family and allow them to have more time to do more things with the family. Did I say too much?
No. And I think you really sum it up, that your house should look like $1 million without spending $1 million. Isn't that your favorite catchphrase? Okay.
Yeah, that's my catchphrase.
That's a catchphrase. I know. I researched you. So one of the things I found very interesting was the variety of people that you have as guest experts and influencers participating in the event. We have you, Marlene, who obviously has a lot of experience on TV doing DIY projects, et cetera. We also have Yvette Rios, who's a bilingual lifestyle expert, writer, television host, and native New Yorker of Puerto Rican heritage. We love her. Recipe Rehab is a show that is on regular rotation here at the house. We have Jeanette Kaplan talking about some parenting topics, I'm assuming.
Yes.
We have Anna Flores also talking about parenting, you know, very popular Latina blogger and social media entrepreneur. Spanglish Baby is a website that we love over here at Capicua. Then we have one of my oldest social media friends, Kathy Cano Murillo.
Oh, yes, she's amazing. She's wonderful.
I literally know Kathy. We used to have online discussions when she was setting up her blog, when she first set up her first website. That's how
far
back
really?
I go.
Wow, really?
Like a little bit over 10 years, yes, absolutely. Then we have Dr. Helen Troncoso, who's one of my favorite health ambassadors on the Latinism scene. She will be talking about some health topics. We have Martin Amado, a.k.a. the Makeover Maestro, home stylist. And we have Irma Sanchez, who's going to talk about holistic lifestyle. This is an amazing group of people. This should actually be a TV series more than a
We're working on it.
this is a celebrity, you know, you have like an all-celebrity cast here. A great ensemble that you have. I would like to ask each of you, what is the topic or what is the part of this expo that you're mostly attached to? Like, what is the one thing that you really want to see come together that you didn't know if it's going to work or it was a concept that you didn't really understand how it was going to translate, but what you're really looking forward to seeing unfold in front of your eyes?
Well, for me, I think it's integrating that fun, you know, entertaining element that all of our talent contributors or do it in an entertaining way, and then bringing in really sort of topics that people are, you know, not as comfortable with, like home buying clinics, maybe, where sometimes people are a little more hesitant to do things like that. We are also going to one of the clinics on the Affordable Care Act, and so helping people navigate that and take the politics out of it and just, you know, how do you get insured for your family. So for me, I think it's marrying that fun element. We have great children's entertainers, really amazing kids to keep to the kids, you know, reading, music, crafts. The FDNY is going to be there for, like, give out coloring books and safety tips. So it's marrying the educational with the fun and making it a day where, you know, people are like, they aspire to more, and they can really get the information and have a good time doing it to take that next step in life. So that's really it for me.
Okay.
Huh. And for me, let's see. I think that what I'm going to love the most
about whatever she said.
Okay, that too. But I also wanted to mention something else. What I like so much about this event is that we're breaking down the borders. It's not about a certain group of Latinos. It's about all Latinos coming in, sharing, learning together, experiencing together, and coming together as one instead of separating each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. So now the Altman Building. How big is it? I mean, I've never been there, so tell me about the space that this is happening in. How did you guys convert it from a bare bones walls place to this beautiful event that you're about to unleash on the community?
Well, it's roughly 13,500 square feet, two floors, and basically they have it set up all white walls so that we're able to come in there and turn it into whatever we want. So we are having a lot of fun with that. We're actually going to have an actual kitchen on the floor where we're going to have our chefs cooking. We have the second floor gallery. That's where we're going to contain, and I'm using that word very freely, contain the children. We're giving all the parents a two-hour pass where they could leave the children downstairs and they could go upstairs, question, sit through the seminars, walk through the space, have their questions answered, and feel safe knowing that the children are downstairs being entertained and educated at the same time. We have Jose Luis Orozco is going to be coming in and reading to the kids. We have, we're going to have La Casa Food Bookstore. They're also going to bring other authors, and they're going to be reading to the children, playing with them. They're going to have games. They're going to have face painting. My daughter is actually one of the ambassadors downstairs, and she's going to be making bracelets with the kids. So it's going to be an experience both for the parents and the children, because we know that most Latinos, especially Latina mothers, they bring their children everywhere. So we thought, why not invite them all, make them comfortable so they could come in, ask their questions, you know, in detail if they want, and feel comfortable knowing that their kids are here, they're safe, they're contained, they're not about to walk out that door without them.
Absolutely. And I want to give a shout-out to Casa Azul. I want to give her a shout-out really quick because she actually, somehow, some way, her name is always mentioned on my show. Every person that comes on the show talks about her. She's everywhere.
She's like the cultural arts godmother of the community in New York.
Absolutely. She's amazing. So you were just saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm saying that Aurora is like the cultural arts godmother of the city. You know, she's like, she does so much, and she's so committed to keeping that, you know, that cultural element alive and offering a space for that. So we're big fans of hers.
Yep, absolutely. I know she's going to add a lot of flavor to your event. So can I tell you what my favorite part is and the part that I'm going to lament deeply that I'm not going to be able to attend? I'm not going to be able to make it, unfortunately. I'm going to be in and out of town all weekend throughout next week. But I'm going to miss a cooking demonstration from my buddy Chef Ronaldo. Chef Hamlet, who I have never met. I've never met Chef Hamlet, but Chef Ronaldo Linares is actually a really cool guy that I met on Twitter, and he actually helped support the Puerto Familia campaign when we were running that in the beginning of the end of last month. So yeah, I'm kind of upset because I see that he is going to be making sazon rub flank steaks, and that really depresses me. I'm not going to be there. So.
At the next one.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
next year, you'll be there.
I'm gonna commit him to. I have to get some of his food before that. But yeah, next year definitely. And then so tell me why were the cooking demonstrations so important for this whole thing?
Well, you can't have a Latino function without a little food and without a little dancing. So if it's going to be a true Latino function, we need a little cooking. And we also need to, like I said earlier, we need to, teach the community that, yes, they could still eat they could still eat rice and beans, but eat it in smaller portions and exercise. You want to have a healthier life so you could be around a lot longer.
Absolutely.
And we also have, entertainment-wise, we have Latin Trends Magazine having a space, and they're bringing a salsa instructor to do some like salsa classes and do a little mini salsa competition. So, you know, there's going to be the fun element of it as well. So that's, you know, that'll be there too.
So this is not really a home expo. This is like my family's like weekend party. Really,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I like that. That's a nice description.
That's a good way to describe it.
So let's go over this. I mean, you have lots of advice. Porque tú sabes que siempre las tías y las abuelas y las mamás.
Oh, yes, we do.
Las comadres de la familia siempre tienen mucho consejo. Después tienen, you know, people sharing, obviously, tradition, oral tradition, which is what you're going to be doing. Talking about parenting. Talking about health, which is always a big topic in any household. And then on top of all of that, you got music and food. I mean, ¿te dejo una fiesta? This is amazing. I'm really happy. You know, I want to give a shout-out to some of your sponsors because I think that it's really important to highlight and acknowledge organizations that really buy in to what's happening in the Latino media scape. So I want to give a shout-out to Chase, Lowe's, Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, Got Milk, Moen, Ford, United Airways, and the United States of America Consumer Product Safety Commission, who are your main sponsors. And then we have your partners, Mag Advisors, you have Latin Trends Magazine, Las Comadres de America, those I love, NAHREPNY, Latin Vision, New York City Latino Professionals, the NHLI, the National Hispana Leadership Institute. I'll be with them in Washington, D.C. next week. The FDNY, we have Sofrito for Your Soul, my blog, Impacto Latin News, Valspar, and Latina Bloggers Connect. We have Renew, Refocus, and Reinvent, THN, and HPNG. Big shout out to Ali. I saw him the other day at the ULP event. So yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, he's freaking amazing. I haven't seen him in a while, and we were at an opening for a Guatemalan photographer at the Impacto's offices the other day. On Dia de los Muertos, and, I got a chance to hang out with him and have a glass of wine, and, you know, all that stuff. So this is an amazing event. I really want to congratulate you ladies. Nora, I can't even tell you how many times people come up to me and they say, you know, I'm going to do this great event, and I'm going to do this, and it's going to be like this, and they describe this event. And sometimes, you know, you go to the event and it doesn't quite sound the way they described it. But I do have to tell you that this exceeds all expectations. This is a beautiful event. You have lots of great people in the community involved. You have the right sponsors on board, people who get it, you know, companies who get it. And I think you're gonna have an amazing time. I know it. I hope you guys see lots of pictures and lots of video.
Thank you. We will. And if you could share it with everybody, everybody is welcome. It's free. And we'd love, you know, as many people as possible to come and share the day with us and to avail themselves of, you know, of everything that's offered. And the talents are being very generous. They're being available for meet and greets and photos. So, you know, there's access to a lot of really great experts. And like I said, they're being very, very generous. So we'd love to, you know, to invite the whole community and hope that they all come and share the day with us and get as much out of it as we've been trying to put into it. And I also want to say we have a lot of wonderful volunteers, like from Las Comadres and friends and family who have just made themselves available to come and help us set up and to be there during the, you know, to be brand ambassadors so that if people have questions. So it's really been like a community effort for us, and we're thrilled and hope that as many people as possible can come and share it with us.
And the one thing I want to highlight one thing, we just kind of went over it for a second, but I really want to highlight this one thing. If you're Latino out there and you're interested in being a first-time home buyer, you need to come to this event, if only to sit down with Chase and attend the seminar where they're going to be teaching you. I mean, many of us Latinos are unbanked. You know, the numbers are astounding of how many people are stuffing their cash in their mattresses. We really have to learn how to put down money to work. I mean, no, it's true. I mean, we're working on a financial literacy project right now, and it's just amazing the numbers of how many people are unbanked in this country, and Latinos have a lion's share of that number. So you really need to go in there, and we have the money, we have the buying power, we need to put that money to work for us. And Chase is actually they're doing a great job, not just with your event, but I see Chase making a lot of moves in the community, in Latino, African-American communities, and all the different communities that are unbanked or have a large number of unbanked.
They're very committed. They actually have I don't want to plug a particular product, but they have a card called Liquid. And the reason I mention it is exactly what you're speaking about. For people who are unbanked, rather than going and wasting money at check cashing places, which they feel is the only option, this is a card, and I don't have all the details, but basically it offers them, they can put their check into that account, not be charged the fee, and use that card or also, of course, take cash. So they are committed to really sort of to the financial literacy from the very beginning to the home, through the home buying process.
Absolutely. And actually, I use Liquid. I have two twins in college. And we use Liquid to be able we have to be careful. You know, we can't give them, you know, too much access. So we have to. So what I like about the Liquid account is actually it allows you to take your, you know, from my Chase account, I'm able to transfer money to them at will and you know, get obviously see what they're spending their money on and you know, kind of coach them about being a little bit more responsible with finances. So it's a great tool. For your teens or your college age children that are, you know, for me personally, that's been the big success for us in terms of using their products. And again, not because I want to plug them, but they do a great job in the community from my perspective. So I want to thank you, ladies, for being here. I want to thank you more for putting this together. I look forward to seeing all the press and the media that's going to come out of this. Again, I want to let everybody know that this is happening this Saturday. This is a live show. So it's happening this Saturday, November 9th, 2013, at the Altman Building in New York City from 10 to 5. And I don't have the address of the Altman. I had it a second ago.
It's 135 West 18th Street, between 6th Avenue and 7th Avenue. And it's so easy to get to it by the 1, by the D and the B, the 1 and the 9.
There you go. The website is Casa Latina. CasaLatinaHomeExpo.com. It's a bilingual website, so you know, just like the expo itself, it's completely bilingual. So you can click on the top right corner and get a Spanish version of the site if you're trying to share it with your tías and your comadres. The agenda is on there. The experts' bios are there. You can see the sponsor links. And if you have any questions or anything, you can contact Casa Latina Home Expo directly and get some information. And for those sponsors who missed the boat this year, you need to get on board for next year. The media kit is also on the website, and they're definitely doing their thing. So What's the Twitter and the Instagram for people who want to follow the day's events if they can't make it?
Our Twitter is at Casa Latina Today. That's Marlene, and I'm at Nora Casa Latina. And we're not on Instagram. That's on our to-do list. That's the next one after the expo.
Well, I tell you what, you are going to be on Instagram. You're just not going to have your own account. But there's going to be a lot of people with Instagram taking pictures at this expo. I guarantee.
Maybe
you
we
much.
Should start it and start figuring it out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Not a bad idea. This is the best place to experiment. I mean, this is what it is. So, if somebody wants to get in touch with you directly about this, or maybe to contact you about another project similar to this, how would they get in touch with you?
They can email me, nora@casalatina.com, or they can just call. I 917-518-3950, 917-518-3950, because we're accessible. So reach out.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. I really do appreciate you coming on the show at such short notice and also just days before your event. But I think that this is something really important. And if you want to find out more about it, if you want all the event information, you can find it at sofritoforyoursoul.com. Just go into the event section on the top right corner, and you have the flyer. You have all the information for the expo, and we hope to see you there on Saturday. Okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
No problem.